Hello everyone, my name is Wei Wu. I'm from Apple Wallet. Based in Sydney. If you see someone else with Koala, they are from Sydney too. I like this one. So, today's topic, how do we make web as secure as blockchain? So before I go into a solution, let's rewind a little bit how we end up here having an insecure web and blockchain connectivity. So web very pretty much started as we have an Ethereum blockchain, it runs a smart contract, we need a user interface for that, so what do we need technology for that? So we scan my JavaScript on top of the deck, so we choose it. And then, okay, but where do we put them? So, websites. We scan my JavaScript on the website, so let's put them on the website. Then, if we put it on the website, how do we control what data can access to
the
website? Yeah, that's good. If we put it on the web, how do we give it access the user's data? Well, let's ask user every time. And then, continue from there, we have confusing transactions. Bunch of data, the user don't know what they're signing. So what do? We write ERCs. If you follow the ERC, the transaction is kind of comprehensible. And then, we have a lot of variation of smart contracts. What do? We write more ERCs. Then we have tokens that are more complicated than traditional ERC. We have CryptoKitty. They actually have color, the visual, the eye style, eye slash, and all things. What do? We hard code them into the browser. So this is how we ended up here. So this is what I call this process of hitting a problem and solving it immediately with the most ready solution. I call it calling the design space. So here it's like this. You just go from somewhere and if you hit a wall, find the nearest exit and then go from somewhere else. Now, there is a better way to solve a problem. There is a better way, which is to find out what problem you are trying to solve. So the problem, what do people want from me? I have made these 4 points, summarizing very briefly. There are other points, but today I'm going to talk about these 4. First, people want to, because Web3 is a decentralized blockchain-connected web, people want to see the truth. People want to see which bit of information on the web is true, and like how true it is. They have been to trust the web. The other thing is interoperability. It's quite important because traditionally, a web system is a giant. And then we have decentralized components, but users' expectation is still that if I want the service, level of service that can be provided by Facebook. So how do we let these decentralized components work together? And then we have the privacy, that users are always expecting that Web3 is a more private web, something that a user is able to get what they want, services maybe, without giving away their birth or any private data. And then finally, you have security, which means the user knows what they are doing. They don't need a custodian of their asset because they know what they are doing with their asset. If they sign a transaction, they are signing a transaction. If they are signing a transaction to get a kitty, they are not accidentally giving away a kitty. Now, given this problem that Web3 is going to solve, I will start with a very simple example to analyze how well this problem is solved. This is a Hello World example. I imagined it. This is called Kitty in the Garden. What it does is it draws a crypto kitty. If you have a crypto kitty, it's in front, and then gives you a garden background. That's all. Think about it as a tokenized version of Hello World. You need to see the token in some place. Now, traditionally, if Vitalik and the Ethereum early evangelists envision, this is how it works. User requests data, and the web server gives a bunch of JavaScript and HTML. And these JavaScript and HTML directs the user's browser to access a Ethereum node, get information from the token, like accessing smart contract functions, getting the color of the kitty, getting the star hat, and draw it from user interface. Now, let's look at trust, interoperability, privacy, and security. So speaking of trust, how does the user know that the crypto kitty is actually rendered using the data of his own kitty, or whether or not the web server is giving them JavaScript to inquire kitty information and not the balance of their DAI contract? How do we know that? And then interoperability. So if, in this case, you can see this is the new kitty, the old kitty that's just sitting there, the new one sometimes has flies flying around doing funny things. So suppose CryptoKitty adding new functions like this, new kitties, or like they made a function that makes kitty feel sleepy if you don't feed them, then how do you know this moving part of decentralized components, how do you know if the website has updated their code to use these functions? That's interoperability. And then we have privacy. So apparently, in the chart, the website gets the data from the blockchain and renders on the web. But what if there is another arrow coming from this website, which feeds back data to the website? So the user doesn't know how much the website can learn from your token. And then we have the final security issue, which is if you want to sign a transaction, such a transaction is assembled by the code, you don't know who wrote or whether or not you should trust. So in fact, the trust is so broken that this model is more popular. This model, the user requests data from the web server. The web server gives the user HTML, JavaScript, which requests the user's email address. The user then gives the email address to the server, and the server can go look up the kitten data themselves. There's no need for the user to have access to Ethereum blockchain. If the user doesn't have access to Ethereum blockchain, how does the user know any information is true? In fact, you can produce this thing with just a picture, a screenshot of a kitty sitting in front of the garden, and the user will have no way to know if this is his kitty or not. So the solution would be, in this very simple example, is to build an enclave. An enclave is an area, secure area, in a token space that is used on the web, but independent from the web. So visually, an enclave probably looks like this. So normally it just looks like kitty in front of the garden. And I'll try to hold it on the hand. So if the user moves the mouse over this enclave, which shows that there's one enclave on the web, then this kitten gets highlighted. So the user knows this public information is an enclave. It's sourced from blockchain truth. So with this enclave construct, the protocol would look like this. The website will request you have a kitty. This time the website does not provide direct instructions of how to get this information. It's embedded in code when it's in the security enclave. And the security enclave runs clean, signed code provided by CryptoKitty or trusted sources that gives you the information. Yes, we can have a kitty. Privacy is protected here because you just ask for one kitty. So I probably ask you the truth which kitty, but you don't need to know. The website doesn't need to know. Now you have a kitty. And what is the color? The website may ask because I need to draw the background. And the kitty, the clean signed code running the security enclave provide information, provide interface to access this information. Get a gray color and you can draw a background now. Then you can render the kitty. And this is how it will be done with a security enclave. So let's look at this parameters again. Trust. So the user runs clean code signed in the security enclave, which accesses the Ethereum node directly. It doesn't take input from the website, for example. So the user knows in the security enclave, they can ascribe truth there. So that you get trust. And then you get into opportunity. If the CryptoKitty token is supposed to give a sleepy kitty look in midday, then they can update their code to run in security enclave. The website will be deleted because website only care about drawing the guard. That is the website holding the bar website. It's called kitty in the guard. And then you get privacy. As I demonstrated, like you ask for a kitty, I don't even give you the name of the kitty or the ID of the kitty. I just tell you, okay, I have a kitty. Security enclave has this interface to protect user privacy. And then you get security that if any transaction has to be signed, it is started from the web, asking certain things to be done, and that action is performed in the enclave, transactions assembled in the enclave, following the rule that was previously written. So this will separate the enclave from any security problem on the web. Now, if you run this technology, you need a way to deliver clean, signed code to the security enclave. And that's the technology we have been working on. It's called TokenScript. You can imagine has an executable packaging format. What it does is it has token information, like name, translations, names, what ERC does it conform, and then you get attributes like how to get colors, eye color out of Qt, and then you get transactions, like what transactions are possible with Qt. Maybe the Qt can mate, maybe the Qt can sell them. And security zoning, like what kind of information is acceptable from the security enclave, from which website, whether or not attestations user have on their mobile phone can be forwarded to the website, security zoning. And then we have components. So we have cards. Cards are the visual renderable part. So we can have a Qt card, which just shows Qt. And then we have actions. Actions is are the things that the transactions the users can compile for this token. And understandably, this actions might not entirely provided by Qt. For example, if someone has an idea, let's collateralize Qt and write a collateralization contract, a collateralized Qt, then you, as a collateralizing contract author, can provide an action that is applicable to Qt. So that's the action view. And finally, you have the signatures. The reason I put multiple signatures here is because there might be multiple sources of trust. So just as I explained, the Qt is drawn with code signed by CryptoKitty, but collateralization of the Qt as an action that can be done on Qt might be signed by someone else. So this would be basically the file structure of TokenScript. So given we have a brief understanding of how TokenScript will solve the Hello World problem, I'd like to move forward to show you a real world problem and how TokenScript will be applied. That's going to be more complicated, but still based on the same thing. So imagine with me that you have a token that represents your car ownership. You get the token when you buy the car. And imagine that you have insured car, which is another token you get when you pay the insurance together with the car token. And here, on this interface, there are multiple tokens, and the highlighted one is the insurance. The font is messed up, but it reads issuer virtual money and the virtual plate number. This is the car token. Highlighted is security enclave. Now, let's imagine with this new insurance token, what you can do with it. Imagine a business called Car Next Door. There actually is such a business based in Melbourne. That allows you to let your car be rented by strangers, and you just get a $100 a day revenue coming into your pocket automatically. And the car is money for itself, for you. That's the idea. And in order to use this service, you need to have a fully insured car. So the insurance token would be the enabler of this new shared economy startup. And when you use the insurance token for this new shared economy, you get a rental car listing token, which is a source of revenue that comes to you from time to time and represents that actually you have a source of revenue. If you want to securitize it, it's another story, but we just imagine that this is possible to have a startup called Car Next Door and we do this business. So the process will look like this. First, this is serious business. Website will say, do you actually own insurance? Now the website wants to learn something. And the enclave has the policy that, okay, actually I can give away this information. This is my policy attestation. And the website goes to the back of the website and asks the Ethereum node, is this policy correct? Does it cover all unknown drivers, which is condition? And the smart contract says yes and yes. This is run of communication where the user behind the security enclave and the website, using their own node, establish trust between each other. So you know, previously in the car kicking garden, the website doesn't even need to access the Ethereum blockchain. If you lied about you having token that kitten, no problem, but this is more serious. And to this point, they have established trust, and the website will send information, okay, send a transaction to get your car listed. And here, take this token script. This token script is a new one. This token script is issued by Car Next Door, the shared economy company, and it contains the rules how to get a transaction or to assemble a transaction to get your rental car listing token. So what will happen now is in the security enclave, the environment security enclave will check tokens, token issuer signature is good, is issued from carnextdoor.com. And then we inquire if you know that actually is the token issuer from contractual level endorsed this token script. And the Ethereum node will come back and say, hey, this token script is generated and not revoked. That's all good. And the user will get this, which is a transaction the user is going to assemble. It says that what token you are going to use by the transaction, none. What token you are going to use in the transaction, car insurance token, dependency. And what kind of token you are getting, which is car rental, rental car listing token. And it's green gray color because it doesn't exist yet. It's created on the moment of successful transaction. So this is what generated from the security enclave, and not by the website. Website simply say that you need to do such a transaction, and once you are done, tell me. And hello world, here we have new token here. In the security enclave, we have the insurance token from Virgin Money, then we have the car next door token, rental car token. This is how it works. So, yeah.
When you say security enclave, that's on the physical device or is that software?
Actually, it's a software concept.
Okay, so where is that software running?
It's in the user's browser. So that's why it's relevant, because after wallet, we're building wallet, we are able to modify our wallet to have this thing. But normally, you would need a new kind of browser.
Maybe that doesn't exist.
Yeah, so this is a work in progress.
Okay. So you create a browser that competes with Brave. It's a new browser. It's got a security enclave running in software. How do you trust the hardware?
This is a different level of topic. It would be great if the security enclave actually runs in the real security hardware of the enclave, but this is something we can progress into.
Okay, great.
So actually, this is how TokenScript would solve security on the web, decentralized Web3. So we have ample time for questions. And yeah, you can shoot questions. So anyone?
Please.
So
user question, how do you know this security
enclave
has not been tampered?
How does
the
user know, right?
Yeah. So, it's the same
function
as trusting the
dApps
source code
to be loaded,
correct?
Mm-hmm. So there are quite a few assumptions being applied here. So for example, most computers, computer model was built based on the idea that you don't have physically own the device, and you actually personally install it. What if you have one version of Windows that actually eat your data to your device? So the assumption is the user has the capacity to secure their device. But even with the assumption that like this, a relaxed assumption, the old security model still not help. So we need a new security model, like TokenScript, but still with the same assumption. The user's device is secure. Yeah, please.
Is TokenScript open source?
Okay, this is it's on tokenscript.org, it's on GitHub, it's Apache license. And it's a technology that is being standardized by the Ethereum Foundation, and we're in the process of submitting it to standard track of OASIS.
Yeah.
OASIS is the organization which previously produced open document format, you know, the Open Office. So it's a moving thing. I hope it gets standardized really soon.
I just have a question. What's the current status, or like, can we already start using it, or should I?
Yeah, so there are tutorials on tokenscript.org. However, so TokenScript works with a concept called context. So let's say the token would look differently if it's in your wallet or if it's on the web. Or if the token, let's say car rental token, would look differently if you are the borrower or if you are the lender. Different context would result in token being rendered differently, apply different logic. So currently, it already works on Alpha Wallet, the company, and the Alpha Wallet is open source wallet as well. But it only works with one context, which is called wallet context. So to make it really work on the security enclave in the browser, this is something that will be a work in progress. It's a context-based concept on this script. Okay, so we have 1 minute left. And a quick question, and then we are done.
So okay. Assume that the public or private key pair is anywhere specific? Does it have to be like a JSON blob, or can it be a hardware wallet, or like how does it interact with the keys, or is it just MetaMask for now?
Okay, so if you want to, you can find another layer behind TokenScript. Let's say every time the transaction is going to be signed, the signing doesn't happen in the enclave, but through the air gap, through the air device. That's something on a different layer of protocol.
Yeah.
TokenScript doesn't take care of this layer.
It doesn't care about that.
It doesn't care about this layer.
Okay.
So yeah, thank you very much.